It's been more than 6 weeks since authorities announced a new coronavirus case in Ketchikan.
We were successful at stopping the spread in Ketchikan of COVID-19. Maybe we were too successful.
That's Ketchikan's emergency manager, Abner Hoag.
Many people in the community have become complacent. They no longer believe the virus is a threat. You see people out not wearing masks, not following social distancing. But eventually we will have another case of COVID-19 in Ketchikan.
And when it does emerge, Hoag says individuals and businesses' adherence to public health precautions will have a direct effect on the spread of the virus. He asked residents to continue to wash their hands, disinfect frequently touched surfaces, and wear masks in public. He said more than 100 people are arriving in Ketchikan's airport from out of state daily, increasing the risk to the community. He called Ketchikan's recent parent-organized graduation parade disappointing.
The 2020 graduating students participated in a parade to celebrate their accomplishments, appropriately social distance as they walked down the promenade, while the people they look up to, their friends and family, were crowded together in tight formations with no masks and no social distancing along the sidelines. Not a great example for those young people.
Hoag says Ketchikan's Emergency Operations Center is concerned for one simple reason.
If someone in that crowd has COVID-19, we could see significant spread due to that event.
Hoag's warning comes as health officials report a spike in cases in Anchorage and on the Kenai Peninsula. The number of active coronavirus cases in the state more than doubled in the week between May 26th and June 2nd. That's after state officials lifted capacity limits on bars and restaurants and allowed businesses to reopen without restrictions. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.